listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about some real reasons for comfort. Reading from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Isaiah spoke to hurting hearts when he cried out, comfort, yes, comfort my people. Isaiah knew what it was to warn and instruct God's people, but the Lord also wanted his people to receive his comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 speaks of our Lord as the God of all comfort. God wants his messengers to speak comfort to his people. So God told him, speak comfort to Jerusalem. This means that Jerusalem needed a word of comfort. You know, God always gives people reasons for comfort. And notice the reasons here. Number one, that her warfare is ended. Now, in Isaiah chapter 40, this may have been a prophetic word. Even though there was still an army against them, as far as God was concerned, her warfare was ended. This was reason for comfort. You know, God says that we can be more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's in Romans chapter 8, verse 37. The battle still looms out there, but as far as it concerns the believer in Jesus Christ, her warfare is ended. And because you are of God, little children, you have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Here's a second reason for comfort. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2 tells us that her iniquity is pardoned. At the moment Isaiah spoke this, Jerusalem was well aware of her sin. Isaiah had made them aware of it. Yet the prophet also spoke of a day when comfort would be offered because her iniquity is pardoned. And friends, this is real comfort. To be recognized as a sinner, someone having iniquity, knowing just as certainly that our iniquity is pardoned, that is a reason for comfort. Here's a third reason. For she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. You see, here, this declared the basis for the pardon of their iniquity. The sin had been completely paid for. Now, Isaiah, speaking in old covenant terminology, spoke of Jerusalem bearing the curse for disobedience that's described in passages like Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. But the same principle applies to the believer under the new covenant. Our iniquity is pardoned because our sin has been paid for. That is reason for comfort. And of course, our sin is paid for by Jesus Christ. Now, does it seem unfair that God would have a double payment for sin? One Old Testament scholar said that the word double here means to fold over, to fold in half, as it's used also in Exodus chapter 26. When something is folded over, each half corresponds exactly to the other half. There is an exact correspondence between sin and payment. Now, under the new covenant, it is not we who have received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. It was our sin-bearing Savior, Jesus Christ, who received the cup of wrath from God's hand double for all our sins. All this is much more than wishful thinking. God gives us real reasons for comfort. I hope you'll take those reasons to heart today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.